Hi, this is Eric with Get Fit Lakeville, Get Fit with Eric podcast. We're here to talk about our second of our series on hormones, cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone that gets demonized a lot of time in the mainstream. People hear little blurbs about it. It's a bad hormone. It does things like makes you fat. There's some truth to it, but we're going to talk about truth here today because truthfully, all hormones have a purpose in our body, and cortisol is an important hormone. We do need it in certain levels. In fact, if it gets too low, that can cause what's called adrenal burnout, which you're just completely fatigued. But when it's at a healthy level, it does a good job of controlling blood sugar, regulating metabolism, and keeping inflammation levels down in your body. But the problem is with an overstressed, overworked society, overscheduled society, I would add, we spend too much time with high cortisol levels. And prolonged periods of high cortisol are going to raise your levels of blood sugar, which is going to raise your level of insulin. When insulin's high, basically our body's being programmed to store fat, especially around the midsection and the upper back. Our immune function will be compromised. So if you're getting sick all the time, look at your stress levels. Look at, are you always amped up? Are you always in a fight or flight type mode? So that can really impair your immune function. It can also lead to loss of muscle tissue, which is precious gold, metabolic muscle tissue. It also can take calcium from your bones. And then it reduces your cognition, your ability to think and focus. So we don't want to be too high in our cortisol levels consistently. The only time our cortisol levels should be high is when we're in a fight or flight situation, and that can be a workout or an emergency situation. But the rest of the time, we want to be in our parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest system. And we do that through calm activities. And we want to spend time in there because in that rest and digest system, that's where our body grows and repairs muscle tissue. That's where we basically kind of like stick the battery on the charger. Our body's able to recover from not just the stresses of a workout, but the stress of life. And so if we never get into that parasympathetic nervous system, we're never giving our body a chance to recover from the things that create stress on our body. So it's important to have a good balance of, yes, you're going to have some fight or flight activities. You know, you do want to challenge your body in a workout. You know, you don't always want to be super mellow and do real low intensity things, but we don't want to hang out there too long. And the thing is your body doesn't know the difference if you're running 10 minutes late to an appointment and whipping through traffic, stressed out because you're late to a meeting, or if you're running from a grizzly bear. It's the same system. So what do we do to manage cortisol and keep it at a healthy level? So number one, lifestyle. We have to deal with our time management. A lot of people, just like I said, are overscheduled. So take some time and create a time management system. Schedule things out and put them in blocks and respect the blocks. So like I know one of the things I do every week is I schedule out certain things I need to do for my business, my personal life, and I put those blocks together. So I know like at 9 a.m. I'm doing follow-up calls. At 11 a.m. I'm doing marketing work. At 6 p.m. it's family time and house project time. You know, so I know what I'm doing. I don't follow it perfectly to a T, but at least you have a plan. And I always want to build in some buffer time. Buffer time is actually time that you build in to make up for the things you didn't get done. So if you build in a little bit of buffer time and you don't get something done, you don't have to have it spill into something else that you should be starting up. So it's important to have a time management system. It's also important to find things that calm your mind as well as your body. So those could be things like yoga, meditation, deep breathing. One of my clients is a police officer. His favorite activity is just to take a nice leisurely walk around his neighborhood, and it really calms him down from his stressful job. So whatever that is, you need to identify that. So I think the two things, time management and having those stress break activities, are two really good lifestyle things that can help reduce cortisol, as well as getting good rest and good sleep. I think that's important too, and that could be a whole other podcast. So we have to talk about on a lifestyle end of things. The other thing too is from a exercise point, sometimes people get into exercise programs and they get really gung-ho and they start doing a lot of high-intensity exercise work. This happens a lot with CrossFit-type athletes. And there's a really good rule one of my favorite coaches has, and I agree with this rule, is it's the rule of four. Is no more than four high-intensity workouts per week. Most of our clients do really fine with three or four, and if you do more than three or four workouts a week, those other two or three workouts should be more moderate to low intensity, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's kind of like active recovery, but when you go high intensity all the time with your workouts and you don't get your body a break, because that is stressful on your nervous system and on your body, you have to put it in the right dose, kind of like medicine. And so four would be my max. And then the other, I would take it a step further, no more than two in a row. So if you do two high intensity days in a row, take a rest day or a lower intensity day afterwards. Don't do four high intensity days in a row and then take 3 days off. So spread them out a little bit. That's always the best way. Most people do good with three good hard workouts a week and having some of those moderate days in between. So you just got to kind of know what you can sustain. So that's really important too, is on a workout side of thing. The other thing too that helps during a workout, if you're doing a lot of high intensity workouts, is to take in some carbohydrate during the workout. That can kind of help keep the cortisol under control, because the cortisol is obviously going to spike in a stressful situation, and a workout is a stressful situation. So this is just a few tips to help manage cortisol. You know, we want to be in the parasympathetic nervous system. That is the key, probably the number one key, is your stress is not going to go away. So how you react and deal with it is what's going to have to come into play here. You know, a lot of people just let their day run them. They react to everything, versus if you have a good time management schedule and you focus on the most important things and you don't let people, you know, talk you into things, or, you know, to doing things that you know you probably shouldn't do, you don't have the ability to do. You know, learn to say the word no. I know we're here in Minnesota, you say Minnesota nice. We don't like to tell people no, but sometimes that's the best thing you can do for your own health, is just to say no to something, you know, and just respect your time, respect your boundaries, and give yourself some downtime. So you're managing that cortisol. And then workouts, like I said, keep your intense workouts managed well, spread them out 3 to 4 a week, no more than two at a time. And then try doing a little bit of intra-workout carbohydrate. So like a really easy thing would be like our Advocare Rehydrate. I've used that before. It's got about 10 or 11 grams of carbohydrate. You can drink that, just sip on it during a workout. That can help mitigate some of the cortisol response during exercise. But really, if we look at cortisol, the main issue there is probably the main issue is just because we're not dealing well with our stress and the times out of the gym. And that will severely impact our results in the gym if we don't deal with this. So hormones are huge. That's why we're doing this whole series. Get on that cortisol, keep it at a healthy level, and get the results you want. We'll talk to you later. We'll see you next week with another hormone podcast. This is Eric signing off.